Glory to Jesus Christ. Many years ago, one relatively young man, he shared his experience with me. And he said that he visited and he went to one pilgrimage. You know, we in Slovakia, we love pilgrimages. So like summertime, you can find each Sunday where to go. There is some kind of bigger or smaller pilgrimage. And he said he went on one pilgrimage, and when he was walking around church, this property between liturgies, he met his colleague from office. They worked together for a while, actually for several years. So he enjoyed to see him there on the pilgrimage. And after a short discussion, this colleague told him, "Well, this is a surprise. I didn't know that you are Christian too." And the man, he told me then that this meeting with his colleague left feeling of shame in his heart. He told me, "Isn't it shameful that he didn't know that I am a Christian?" And he continued, "And isn't it shameful that I didn't notice that he is Christian too?" And this experience he had somehow opened his eyes, and he realized, something is wrong with my life with Christ. If people cannot see that I am Christian. And I think this was a very powerful experience for him because for sure it moved him to really test his life, spiritual life, life with Christ, and test what is wrong if people don't see in him Christian. And we can ask the same question: do people see and notice that I'm a Christian? Well, it is quite difficult. If you go to the past, first centuries, and later, it was visible who is Christian or is not. We have a lot of martyrs who really people notice there are Christians because they were avoiding all these things which world of the time was somehow pushing on people. Well, I don't want to go too much to past, because we know that these confessors of faith and martyrs, they lived somehow life with Christ in that way that people were aware about their faith. But what causes that? How can people recognize that we are Christians? It is that we wear cross on our neck. Well, now even those who don't believe in Christ wear this like a jewelry, like decoration of body. This is not the way. What can we do to give this testimony about our faith without talking? Sometimes talking is bad because we can give bad testimony. Christ gives us in his gospel solution. Follow me. Don't be ashamed of me. Follow me. And we can ask, what does it mean to follow Christ? For sure to love him, but how can we love him? And the answer is, in John's Gospel, he says clearly, he repeats Christ's words for us, what does it mean to love him? He said, when you keep commandments, you love me. When you keep commandments, you are my friends. And for sure we can apply these words from gospel, that we keep commandments, is Christ's instructions for life. For sure we are not ashamed of him. And this keeping of commandments gives us something what probably we are not able to notice. It gives us some kind of this smell of Christians, smell of Christ. This keeping of commandments, to try to live according to God's commandments, Christ's commandments we are able to find in gospel, gives certain flavor, fragrance to our life, which is visible, or people on us can feel them, smell, taste. And the reason is that Christ says that if you love me, if you keep my commandments, then I will come with my Father and we will dwell in you. So Christ says that this leads, this keeping commandments, this our love to our Christ, causes some kind of transformation in our hearts, which allows God to be in us. This is some kind of mystical thing which happens to us, and this mystical thing, this presence of God, is touching other people. And we don't need to even say that I am a Christian, because everybody would know that. Everybody would feel that around us. Is it easy to keep commandments? For sure not. Because these commandments, if we read them, we very fast, very quickly, we understand that these commandments, they are demanding changing of ways of our life. And many times it is really difficult to keep these commandments. If you were fighting with some kind of bad habit in your life, and you were trying somehow to remove this habit from life, you know how difficult it is. And God's commandments are offering us, they are inviting us to transform our lives. It means to remove all bad habits which came to our life, listening world, listening something, somebody different than this Christ. And how many times we adjust to this world. And when we read gospel with open heart, we can be horrified how far we are from keeping commandments. How far that we are more similar to people of this world than to people of God. But this is not our problem only. This was problem for all Christians, because all Christians, they face this challenge, because we are not different Christians in previous centuries. because all we all had to we were invited to defeat this corruption which came from our fallen nature, and to through our decision and through our following God's words, we need to be transformed with His help, with His grace. And this is the reason why in this holy fast church puts in the middle of a church cross. And church says us, yes, to keep commandments, to transform your life. It's so huge pain that we have to look at the cross to gather courage, to remind ourselves that, well, it is way we cannot avoid if we want to reach heaven. There is no other way to live, to transform our life than to follow Christ in His painful passion and crucifixion. We have to daily repeat this His journey to Golgotha, crucifying our bad thoughts, bad habits, bad ways of life, in trying to keep His word alive in our lives. But it's difficult, it's scary. But this is way God shows us. Do you want heaven? Do you want salvation? There is no other way. There is no other gate than to follow me, even in this painful way. But once we make this decision, we will find very, very fast that it is not only about pain. That slowly, when this transformation comes to us, that we are experiencing something from these heavenly things, some kind of foretaste of heaven. And yes, still, to keep commandments, to conquer ourselves and our ego, will be always painful. But we'll be mixed with some kind of joy which doesn't come from this world. Joy and peace is coming from heaven, from above. And when we come to this moment, then we realize that we want more this peace, want this consolation from heaven, because it's so sweet and so good and brings our life to some kind of new value. And we will be surprised then about things which will be happening around us. I mentioned this young man who was ashamed that people didn't, that his colleague didn't recognize that he's Christian. And there is some kind of my own experience about opposite. And this is something that I have always in my mind, very often in my mind. When I was a child, maybe 11 years old, my father, he had problem with breathing. He had some kind of allergic asthma. They couldn't find what was that. So his doctor told him, you know, you have to try to go to sea and then to spend days on the beach and breathe. Wow. This was quite difficult at that time during communists to go somewhere. You could go only to other communist countries and, well, without not enough money. So we made this trip over 2 weeks in Romania. It was quite interesting. So we lived in camp. We had tent and we were on this camping site, which was some bad smelly place. I didn't like that as a child. But well, There were a lot of these tents and people from all this Eastern Bloc, you know, there, because this was the only place we could go. And next to our tent, there were some kind of people from Poland. And you know how you are in camping, you know, and at sea, so you are casually, like, dressed. And, well, but what was interesting, that after, like, 2 days, when after we came, this Polish, this man from next tent, he came over to my father, and he asked him, "I want to ask you, aren't you priest?" And I remember that, because my father repeated this experience again and again, he said that he was like frozen at that moment. He said, when he heard this question, his first thought was, what I have done during these days, you know, when we were together here, I am supposed to be ashamed or not? But then what he said was that he was always amazed how this man could recognize that he's a priest. He said this was huge mystery for him. But for me, seeing that and then listening about this again and again, it was always like inner challenge. And I said, many times I asked myself, could people today see that I am priest? Or can people see when I go to grocery, to Janning or whatever, to a store, that I'm a Christian? Are they able to see, feel that I try to live with God in my heart? And true is that I have to be ashamed many times as the man I mentioned at the beginning. And probably when we are thinking now about that, probably we are ashamed too a little bit. But you know, this shame should not put us down. It should bring us challenge that, well, I want to love God. I want to follow His commandments. May His presence in me give this mystical understanding to others about my faith. Yes, it is not easy. It is cross. So let's try to embrace this cross today. Let's ask God, when we are going to venerate this cross, for strength to love Him more through keeping commandments. May we become His witnesses in this world. Amen.